Hello, my alien gang family. Welcome back to Alien Gang Podcast. I am your host, Tiara Latrice, and thank you guys so much for tuning in to yet another episode of this dope, amazing, insightful show. For all of you that will be listening on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, I thank you for your stream. And for those of you that will be watching this upload on YouTube, thank you so much to my YouTube family. You're always appreciated, okay? So today's episode, I will not in any way delay or waste your time. I want to get straight in, okay? Today's episode is called For Richer or Poorer. Before I get into the whole talking points of why this conversation is important, I want to explain how I got here. So, okay, this is kind of funny. I got sent that whole announcement about how Boosie is now able to legally marry people. And when I got it sent to me, I immediately said in my head, can I really imagine the likes of Boosie sitting here saying, do you take such and such to be your lawfully wedded husband or wife, for richer or poorer, from sickness and health till death do us part? So I'm literally playing this through in my brain, trying to picture Boosie saying, you know, giving the vow promise that each person has to say I do to, but then for some reason in my brain, something told me to just focus on the for richer or poorer part. And you know, my mind these days is different. Like there are just certain things that'll stick out to me and I'm just like, why is this, you know, coming to me the way it is? But I kept focusing on the for richer or poorer part. And I started to dig a little bit deep and I'm like, you know what, for richer or poorer, in the sense of like marriage, not only does it not just pertain to marriage, but it pertains to a whole lot of things universally. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the first thing when people think about for richer or poorer is in regards to money, which is obviously the first thing people would have come to mind when you think about that sentiment. Like, can you love someone for richer or poorer? You know, having a lot of money, having a little money. But then I said to myself, well, that same thought process could also be devoted to ourselves. Stay with me on this. So let's just deal with the first analysis, you know, richer or poorer, you know, dealing with someone that you are in a relationship with, right? So again, the first thing you think about is money. Like, can you really say that this person that you are going to be pledging and promising to spend the rest of your life with, can you really say that you'll be able to stick it out with them for rich or poor? Whether you guys are on the highest of the high, you know, you're financially stable, you have everything that you need, you're able to do everything you want, you can go on these trips, you can do whatever. And then let's just say, you know, unfortunately something transpires and, you know, maybe somebody loses their job or a source of income is not in play anymore. Can you truthfully say that this is a person that you'll be willing to go through the successes and the trenches with, right? But then when you think about it, for richer or poorer, it's not just something that we apply to money. Being rich or poor can also have to deal with where we are spiritually and emotionally. You know, you can be rich in love or poor in love. You can be rich in spirit or poor in spirit. So it's not always about the abundance aspect when it comes to monetary, you know, money and possessions, but there also has to be something deeper that we dig into when it comes to that statement. Because again, like I feel it's universal. This is just my thought, that it's completely universal. And then if you're going to go in the spiritual direction, you also have to say like how it applies to our personal relationship with ourselves. Like, can we say that each day as it passes that we really love ourselves for richer or poorer? Like, are we really able to sit back and say that whatever decisions we make and whatever realizations we come to, whatever feelings go into our day to day, night to night, year to year, month to month, like, are we really willing to accept ourselves at all different stages of our lives? It's a beautiful thing to be rich in spirit, rich in love, rich in, you know, support in emotion. Like, that's a beautiful thing to have, to be rich in that aspect. As a matter of fact, I think more people should aspire to be rich in that perspective more so than in the financial aspect. Now, I know some of y'all gonna sit there and be like, girl, you're crazy. Like, who doesn't want to be rich? Me, I don't. How about that? I don't. And I'm gonna explain why. And this may, you know, throw people off, but there are some people out there that think like me. And if you're listening, you may think like me. So granted, you know, people are gonna say, well, it's no fun being poor, right? And we're speaking financially, matter of fact, we're speaking on everything. Like, it's no fun being poor, right? It's no fun, supposedly. But the one thing you can say about being poor when it comes to the financial aspect is that poor, or people that we would consider not rich or not wealthy, you know, one thing you could say about a poor person is that they will in any way figure out how to make an end meet. They will take what's given to them and they will make the best out of it. If you grew up in the hood or if you grew up in a ghetto, then you already know this sentiment. You know what it's like to, you know, have to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know what it means to have to make a sugar sandwich, a syrup sandwich work, how to make a can of beans and rice become a meal, how to have to make toast last you until you get that free lunch meal in school. Like, you know what it means to take what it is that you have, be thankful that you have, because there's somebody out there that may have less than you. But being quote unquote poor in the sense that people paint it out to be, you really are appreciative and making the best of a situation that many people don't want to be in. But nonetheless, you know, it teaches you the struggle. It teaches you how to, you know, pinch your pennies, watch your dollars. It teaches you, you know, the ability to be strong and depending more and more on yourself to make things happen and just continue to work towards a goal to where you can possibly have a better, you know, ability to provide. You know what I'm saying? And again, back in the day, you know, being poor, you made it work. Your entertainment, if you didn't have a television, you created your own games, you drew pictures, like you found ways to entertain yourself way before, you know, the whole technology age became a thing. But being poor teaches you very valuable lessons, and it makes you have to be self-sustainable. Because at least, you know, if you're around a bunch of poor people, you're not really having to really look over your shoulder, wonder who's hating on you. Take us, like, okay, like we all in the struggle. We're all broke. We're all trying to make sure our families get fed, that our bills get paid, that we have roofs over our heads, that we have clothes on our backs, you know? So while being poor for some, you know, of course, they may say it wasn't necessarily an enjoyable experience, but it did make you more connected to being responsible, to being able to find different ways to fill voids. Meanwhile, rich people, while they have access to money, you know, they can hop on a private jet, they can buy this name brand, that name brand, like they can do pretty much what they want to do. But really look at the struggle of the rich. And I'm not talking about financially. Let's go deep into the thought process. Okay. Rich people have to constantly look over their shoulder. They have to constantly make sure they have the right team around them, the right security. They have to make sure that they're double checking their valuables, making sure that whoever works for them or assists them in whatever line of work that they're in, that they're not being, you know, they're not being looked over, that they're not being cheated. I mean, look at all these celebrities that have had tax issues. Like, how do rich people have accountants and they still end up owing money, like hundreds of thousands of dollars? Then you look at the most recent strain where celebrities who we consider, you know, the rich, you know, are having their homes broken into allegedly. And again, I know some of y'all are very skeptical of these break-ins because some of y'all think it's for a quote unquote insurance fraud because the money that they used to have ain't there no more. But that's, we're going to stick with the narrative that's being painted. If the thought process is that all these people are rich and people are just hating on them so bad while they're at charity events and, you know, they're getting their money however it is they get it, and all these people trying to rob them, it's like, well, damn, it's like, is it really all that fun being rich? We got to have safes with codes and all this other stuff. You got to have security cameras all over your house. At least in the hood, you got that one camera that's in the front of the building and you keep it pushing. But it's like, you got to spend your whole life being selective. And granted, you look like you're enjoying yourself, but it's like you're constantly you know, in a state of panic or worry. Because at any given moment, if you're exposed for something, if you're not able to find work in your field because, you know, you're no longer the popular thing or the poppin' thing, it's like now you're trying to figure out how to keep up with the Joneses. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say I'm a person, I really have never said I want to be a millionaire or I want to be rich. And it's like, if that was something that was afforded to me, I would want to figure out what I could do with my quote unquote fortune to really help other people. Because then you look at the people we consider poor, like the homeless and, you know, the destitute, you know, the people that are really struggling. And granted, we don't know everybody's story, but the one thing I can say about homeless people is that, you know, they are content with whatever you give them. If they're hungry and you have a half-eaten bag of chips and they're hungry and you give it to them, they're thankful for that bag of chips. You got a water bottle that you drink from. They don't care. They'll just take it. They're appreciative, like the real homeless people. I'm not talking about the ones that pander because they want people to feel sorry. I'm talking about like the real core homeless people that will accept anything. You give them a quarter, they're thankful. You give them a dollar, they're thankful. You give them a candy bar, whatever, like whatever it is that can help them just sustain and get through that day to get where they need to go. They are utterly thankful for it. They're not selective. Okay. They will take whatever you can give them and provide for them, which is why when I know when the struggle is real for a homeless, when they say, listen, I'll take that apple you're eating right now. And it makes you think like, wow, like this person is really going to in some way be humbled and thankful for this small blessing that they feel is a blessing to you. It's just a half eaten apple. So that really makes you have to analyze things in a different perspective, like for richer or poorer, like as people, as individuals. And yes, of course, it doubles back to relationships. But the whole thing about being rich and poor has to start from a deeper level of understanding within ourselves. Okay, because before you can say you're willing to stick it out for richer or poorer with this person and this relationship, this friendship, it's like you got to look at, okay, what if your spirit is poor at the moment? Your pockets are poor at the moment. The love that you need to receive is poor. I'm like, can you truly say that you'll be able to sustain yourself going through this journey? Are you strong enough to go through it? And you also got to look at, you know, the rich aspect, because, you know, some people, especially going back to, you know, the rich, you know, the wealthy, like a lot of them determine their happiness based off of what they have in a monetary sense. And it's okay if that's gone tomorrow. Like, how will you feel about yourself? Will you still love yourself the same? Will you still be able to find a reason to smile, be thankful for waking up and breathing and seeing the people that you care about and love? And just maybe, you know, the cards play out right. You know, you could bounce back. Like, these are the questions that we really have to take a deeper look and analyze, because if we don't, it's like we're going to sell ourselves short. Now, looking to the whole aspiration of, you know, being wealthy, being quote unquote rich, you know, all of that in the whole nine yards. It's like you don't just want to be rich or wealthy in one thing. You want to be rich and wealthy across the board with everything. It has to be an equal playing field. With everything. It can't just be one thing. You can't be rich in money, but your spirit is broken. Because what's the sense of having all of that, you know, monetary stuff, but then the same token, it's like you can't make sense of yourself from the day to day. You don't know how to love and appreciate yourself day in and day out. Like you don't have any confidence spiritually. That doesn't quite work. And then next thing you know, you're buying all this unnecessary stuff that is just simply filling a void that has to be filled on a deeper level. You get what I'm saying? Like the way this thought process came to me was just crazy, extremely crazy. But it's like, it's something that we have to apply to all aspects of our life. So for example, we're going to completely take, you know, a marriage out of this. We're going to apply this to, you know, family dynamics. When you're around certain people in your family, do you feel rich or do you feel poor? When you're around certain friends, do you feel rich or do you feel poor? When you go to the workplace and you're around your coworkers, do you feel rich or do you feel poor? When you're out in society and you're just, you know, going through life, you know, your day-to-day functions, you're going here, like as a whole, do you feel rich or do you feel poor? It's a very deep thing to think about. I'm aware. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, hey, you're going to find the answer to all of this right now. But if you really sit back and think about it, like really, really think about it and break it down and even make a list, like, you can write everything that I just asked down and really sit there with yourself and ask yourself, like, do you feel rich or poor in these things, in these situations, in these occurrences? Like, really sit down and think about that. Because honestly, if you feel poor throughout everything, if you're really being honest with yourself, then that means that it has to be some serious level of acknowledgement in that area. Like, if you feel poor, because poor, again, like I'm telling you, it's not just pertaining to money. It's pertaining to a whole lot of things. And if you feel rich for the majority of, you know, the situations and occurrences that I described in the net, then hey, you're on the right track. But it doesn't mean that you still shouldn't pay attention to any signs and reminders of things that may make you feel poor. Energies, entities, people, just everything. But I feel like the only way we're going to be able to dig deep on these levels is just really sitting back and have a really deep conversation with ourselves, with our families, with our friends, with our coworkers, you know, just getting a real sense of what we feel like. What's the temperature like right now as a whole? How rich or how poor do you feel? What ways can you change how rich or how poor you feel? What is your ultimate goal? Like, what is it that you really want for yourself? Because for me, like I said, I'm not, when I sit here and I pray and I want to, you know, manifest things for myself, I'm not manifesting becoming a millionaire. That's just me. But I'm not knocking anyone that wants that, because it's your dreams, it's your life. Whatever things you feel like you want or you deserve for yourself, that's you. Me, I'm just content with, you know, having a little increase, you know, being able to do a little bit more, you know, accomplish a little bit more. To me, that's just where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need the 15 bedroom house and 6 bathrooms that are never going to be used or occupied. I don't need the speedboat, the private plane, the yacht, and all. Like, I just don't see how that plays into what my vision for my life would be. Now, if somehow, some way that stuff came to me, fine, so be it. But it's not going to be like I am fiending for it or that I feel the need to have it. I'd much rather be surrounded by people that genuinely love me. The energy is good. You know, of course, having the things you need, everything you need, having some, you know, being able to do some of the things that you want to do, but being able to be content. I don't want to be, I don't even know what word to say. Like, I just don't need that. Like, having to buy a iStyle watch once a week, or, you know, spend astronomical amounts of money on things that cannot go with you, and that truthfully at the end of the day just look good. They really don't make you feel anything because there's no emotion attached to it. But again, everybody has their tastes and their preferences. But for people that are out here willing to kill people for an image, or willing to steal for an image, or murder your friend that you've known since the sandbox for an image, you know, or even in the aspect of, you know, because there ain't no Robin Hoods out here really like that. Ain't nobody really robbing the rich to give to the poor, okay? And if they are robbing the rich, they're giving to themselves. They're not bringing it back to the neighborhood like, okay, this, y'all get this, y'all get this, like, let's all eat. Ain't nobody thinking like that in 2021, at least nobody that I've heard. You don't really ever hear no headlines, no stories where you see a person that done hit up a rich person's house or a rob, like anything surrounding, you know, trying to get more money or possessions in the pocket. And they're really bringing it back to the entire community to break bread and make sure that everybody is good. There's really nobody that's doing the Robin Hood in 2021. So let's just be honest about that. Okay. But ultimately, again, this is a real serious situation. Aside from monetary gain, aside from possessions and name brands and, you know, having an image that is appealing to the public, things that really do not fulfill you in any kind of way. When it comes to your personal fulfillment, do you feel rich or do you feel poor? And that's something I think people should really look at. As in every situation, everything. If you are around people, places, or things that make you feel drained, that is a clear indication that that energy is poor. However, if you're around people, places, and things that make you feel uplifted and make you feel happy and make you feel like as if you can seize and live another day, then you are very rich in that positive, bright energy. And we could use a little bit more of that because, you know, how this world is going, you know, it's like to constantly wallow in sorrow and assume the worst and think that we're always going to have this just these clouds over our heads day in and day out. It's like, yes, there are going to be some cloudy days, but there are also some sunny days. And we just got to look forward to which days we get. Just be thankful we're here to see them. That's pretty much where I'm at with it. That's just pretty much where I'm at with it. So today I hope people can sit back and say to themselves or come to terms with themselves if they feel rich or if they feel poor. You know, for richer or poor. And my ultimate goal that I would hope that people would have in mind is that you could be rich in all aspects. If you're rich in money, cool. But if you can be rich in your spirit, in your development, in your guidance, in your perception, in your discernment, I would much rather you aspire for that first and wait for that monetary stuff later. If you feel poor in those latter areas, but you know you have everything monetary gain, it's like you're truthfully not in a fulfilled space. You're not. And we have to be honest about that. Like, what leads to better fulfillment? What leads to more understanding, more clarity, more balance? More, you know, genuine love, respect, light, and balance. We just need to figure that out. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people right now may feel a little poor, you know, in spirit right now, you know, poor in heart. So my ultimate affirmation and manifestation that I like to give people is that, you know, I would hope and pray that you could find things that will fulfill you more on that spiritual aspect, you know, on that love aspect, and being able to heal and grow from anything that has limited you from receiving that blessing, from receiving that, you know, being surrounded and feeling comforted by just being able to be rich in all things prosperous, all things that are intended to enable you to be the best version of yourself day in and day out. Like, that's really just what I would hope for. Now, before I get into my final thought about something that pertains to the rich aspect of things in a monetary space, I do want to give y'all, you know, your positive messages for the day. I think that we all should figure out how to embody our souls, how to grow beyond the guilt, how to explore unity, having self-realization, and expanding your inner power and cultivating courage. Allow yourself to appreciate the things that you do have. Be grateful and humble by every experience, whether it be good or bad or indifferent, because if you didn't have even the bad experiences that you went through, you wouldn't be as strong as you are right now. So no matter what you've been through, what you've endured, what you faced, be thankful and be glad that you were in a space and capability to emerge from that and grow and to propel yourself in the right direction. Because we all gonna drop the ball. I'm sorry. We all gonna drop the ball in some way, shape, or form in life. But it's up to you if you want to pick that ball back up. If you keep dropping it and you know you're dropping it, then you just gotta accept what comes with that. But at some point, if you really trying to be the best version of yourself day in and day out, then you just gotta pick that ball up and figure out how you're gonna shoot that thing in the basket. That's the only thing I could tell you. But I hope more of you feel rich in all aspects and less poor in those same aspects. And hopefully this conversation gives you some clarity on that. But my final thought for today has very much to do with a headline that seems to be bothering people. And it revolves around our sleeping president, Joe Biden, who has decided that the student loan thing that was going on this year will not be continuing next year, leaving people feeling as if, you know, all the promises that Mr. Biden made before he got, you know, in office, he's not keeping any of it. Well, let me give you guys a huge ass news flash. Stop acting like these politicians are God. Okay. These people have sold us dreams for years. Okay. They told you we're going to reduce poverty. We're going to bring more jobs, bring more money to the people. We're going to have less destitute people. We're going to enhance the economy. We're going to build back better. We're going to put a halt to the wars. They have sold dreams and delivered nightmares For as long as we've been alive, our parents been alive, our grandparents, great grandparents, you go back generations. They have promised these things every single time. It is time for them to want to uphold a certain seat. They gonna tell you whatever they gonna tell you to sell you these dreams so that you can live in dissipation and put their asses in the seat that they have been given. I don't trust not a damn politician. Period. Ain't never. I don't care who it was. So that's why I don't get disappointed when they sit here and tell you all these great and wonderful things they're going to do for you, and then it just don't happen. You got our own damn president lying on social media talking about Americans have more money in their pockets than ever before. Where is it? Is it invisible? Is it invisible? Because I for damn sure don't see it. And granted, I ain't looking for it. You can't look for something that really ain't promised. But I would like to see all this imaginary monopoly money that's sitting around in everybody's pockets. I really would like to see that. Please show me. Because if my peripheral vision is off, if my equilibrium is keeping me from seeing this money that we all got in our pockets right now, please show it to me. Put it in my hand. Pick a hand. The left one, the right one. Put it in my hand. Because I don't see it. I don't see this money. Where is that? Where does the money reside? I don't see it. But then you got people that are thinking that all this beast pandemic thing's just going to last forever. Like, we're going to have a lifetime of problems. Like, hello, they did that because they knew that as people, we was desperate. And we gave in to the desperation and the fear, even with the jab. But I'm not going to go into this conversation today. That's a conversation for a whole other day. But when you present the perception that we are desperate and in need of leadership and change, when in fact there are certain things amongst ourselves as regular everyday citizens that we really just stop looking at how we can just benefit ourselves and not try to benefit everybody as a whole, these are end results we end up with. A president that sleep, a president that will lie, a president that will sit up here and smile and tell you that we are doing great. When we don't see how we're doing great, the only thing I see being enforced is mandates. I don't see anything else that has been promised being brought into play. We have to fight for those things for ourselves. So again, y'all that are so upset and so disturbed at the fact that this man sold you a dream and you believed it, I'm not upset. Year in and year out, I don't get mad no more. What's the point? It don't make no sense to me. You just, the best thing y'all could do, the best thing we could do, the best thing we all can do, plant as many positive seeds in your life as possible so that when these things happen, it don't bother you, okay? Understand that the powers that be are just that, the powers that be. The power from them can easily be taken away, but there was always a power that can never be taken away. And at the end of the day, when this whole thing is said and done, we have to acknowledge what the true power really is and who and what it really resides in. And it don't reside in man. Granted, there's supposed to be a, you know, embodiment and image of what leadership is supposed to be. Unfortunately, we really don't have that. It only applies to the people that it will benefit. And unfortunately, a lot of, you know, these positions that are appointed don't really appoint too much to nobody. People think it really helps them with something, but it really don't. But please stop being mad and upset and disappointed. Because at the end of the day, the way that we can uplift and build ourselves up better is to do within ourselves and not depend on anybody else to do it. But hey, if y'all want to keep putting the complete power and control in these people's hands, you go right ahead. End of the day, when I get up and I breathe every day and I'm able to be around my family and talk to my friends and, you know, learn more and build more about myself, I ain't thanking Joe Biden or anybody else in the damn government for waking up that day. I'm thanking God. So as far as I'm concerned, all that anger that y'all got and that frustration y'all got, y'all can keep it. Don't bring that over here near me. Don't complain to me about no politician. I don't want to hear it. I know what lies ahead with proper, you know, with proper steps and with proper analyzation of what is actually going on in our world today. There's a lot of things that we can do to build ourselves up better and prosper on a more abundant level. But the work has to be done within ourselves first before we can expect anybody else to do it, which then also ties into the rich or poor aspect. Okay. Are you rich within yourself or are you poor within yourself? Subtract money in the beginning. You can deal with that later. But let's really deal with the strength and ability that we possess within ourselves in order for us to continue to be strong, to continue to have wisdom, to continue to have knowledge, to be able to understand. That's ultimately what we are supposed to be building towards anyway. And everything else can fall into play, but you got to believe, you got to have faith. I'm just a messenger. Hopefully this message reaches who it needs to reach. And I thank y'all for listening. So yes, this has been another episode of Alien Gang Podcast. Again, this podcast is available on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. You also can listen to it on my home broadcast channel, anchor.fm/Alien Gang Podcast with Tierra Latrice. And I appreciate all the love and support that y'all continuously give me on this re-embarking of my podcasting journey. We will have more episodes coming definitely before the new year. And when I tell you, we are going full throttle in January, there's a whole lot of things that we're going to be discussing on this show. So please do me a favor. Please share. Please like. Please subscribe to the Tierra Latrice Show channel. Please subscribe on your podcast listening apps of your choice. Thank you guys again for listening. I hope this message gets to who needs to hear it. May it all help us in the long run in being better, more abundant people. And I wish peace and blessings to every single last one of you. And as this year is coming to a close, this is the perfect time to reflect and to really think and put some things in perspective. So again, you guys can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter. And if you guys need me for anything, you can email the TierraLatriceShow@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions for any topics you would like for me to cover on this show. So once again, thanks for listening. Blessings be unto all of you. Aim high, never aim low. Be the best you can be. Manifest your destiny. And may we all live long and prosper. Later, my alien family. I leave them dead. Take these full-blown shots to the head. Rock a vibe.